Aaron Keene is back for a look at what's going on in the arts world, in the arts community in Louisville, to be specific. And because we're in the thick of Humana Festival of New American Plays, that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yeah. In Louisville's arts community, Humana, at least in the theater community, Humana takes on sort of the same weight as Derby Festival Time does in Louisville at large, that it can become a little all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. There are six full productions that are happening this Humana Festival, and then there'll be an evening of 10-minute plays that open later. But this weekend, two new plays are opening, and that's going to that at the end of this weekend, you should be able to see all of the Humana Festival full productions.
Okay.
And if you play your cards right, even, you can see, schedule permitting, you can see a majority of them this weekend alone because they're all playing.
So eat your Wheaties and see all the plays.
Well, there's this Locals Pass option that Actors Theater does. It's like $75 and you get to go into the empty seating pass and get priority seating for plays. You just pick, you just show up basically. Okay. So kind of a cool deal. So yeah, if you want to do a marathon few day block out your time, eat your Wheaties, drink your coffee, you can see a lot.
All right. So what's coming up this weekend?
So opening Friday night are two different plays. The first one is O Guru, 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 or Why I Won't Go to Yoga Class with You, which already has the distinction of being the longest and frankly the best title of all of the plays in the festival this season. This play is written by Mallory Avedon. There are a lot of autobiographical elements of it. Avedon had, as she puts it, a very unconventional childhood. She spent part of her childhood in the ashram that is profiled in Elizabeth Gilbert's book Eat, Pray, Love. Mm-hmm. So the same one that Julia Roberts goes to in the film version. And so the play is sort of about the effects of unconventional spirituality, childhood, that sort of thing, like reflecting back on it as an adult.
Okay.
A lot of women in the cast, should be a lot of fun. So that opens Friday night. The second production to open Friday night is a late night production because it's the annual Apprentice Show. If you've ever wondered why the Apprentice shows never start before 10:30 at night, it's because those apprentices who are doing a full run of a show that evening have just finished working the crew for whatever shows have been up in the main stage series.
And then they have to go and act?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so these casts will be the crew for O Guru, Guru, Guru as soon as that show ends. And then whatever's up Friday evening in the Pamela Brown, they will immediately turn around and head down to Lincoln Elementary School, which is where Sleep Rock Thy Brain is being staged. Lincoln Elementary is the performing arts magnet here in JCPS. And they have an amazing black box theater that can support this show. And the show has some interesting technical requirements. They're using flying effects. So, choreographed and coached by ZFX, who are industry leaders in stage flight, and they're located here in Louisville. Sleep Rock Thy Brain is three one-act plays, and they're all written using research from U of L's Sleep Science Lab about the effects of sleep on the brain. So the flying then becomes part of how we visually...
flying in our dreams, right?
Or
moving...
Throughout. What it feels like to fall into sleep, what a dreamscape sort of looks like. One of the plays is about the effects of sleep deprivation on astronauts. So we're actually seeing the astronauts in zero gravity.
Fascinating.
Flying.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty cool. So that opens Friday night. Tickets are very hard to come by, but I hear that there are still some for Saturday night, I believe.
You can see all the plays this weekend if you play your cards right. And then how much longer are they going to run past this weekend?
The festival runs through April 7th, so you have a little time. So you don't have to cram it all in one giant all-you-can-eat buffet of theater. But if you want to, I certainly, that seems like fun too. So all of the shows will be open. And if you want to read reviews, if you want to see what I thought about them, if you go to WFPL.org and click on arts, you can see all of my Humana coverage there.
But do you think you'll have a scorecard at the end of the festival and maybe rank them in your favorite order?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that too hard to do?
That's very difficult to do. I guess because of the type of reviewer that I am. I am generally, for a new play especially, if you're going to put up Hamlet, I'm going to have some strong opinions on whether you did it right or not. But generally what I'm looking for is how does this play work and why does it work? And what are some of the ways in which it doesn't quite work yet? I mean, these are brand new plays. These are world premieres. So even the plays that have been developed in places like the Sundance Institute Theater Lab, for example, mm-hmm. or the O'Neill Playwriting Center, or any of the number of new play incubators that are out there, this is the first production where here's a full cast, a director, a design team. We're putting it on stage and selling tickets for it. And that means that playwrights are still doing rewrites during the rehearsal process. It means that the play could change after Humana ends.
So we should expect revisions for probably most of the plays at some point in some fashion, right?
In their production history, yeah. Mm-hmm. They, you know, a play could have a completely different ending the next time it goes mm-hmm. up in a different city. You know, and so I think a new play is a delicate thing. I think that for me, and maybe this is because I go to the theater professionally, and so it's probably different for folks who are going for a fun night out. They probably mm-hmm. do want to hear a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Yeah. But more often than not, I'm sort of interested in thinking like, well, if you like this sort of thing, you will like this play. Like Will Eno's Gnit is open now. It's a very absurd comedy. The main character is not a sympathetic character. He's also not really that likable of a character. And yet we're supposed to follow his journey and care about the ending. Now, the way that the playwright does this is very skillful. And it's a very funny play. But if you're the kind of person that really wants to empathize with and really want the main character to go through this period of growth and you want to feel it along with them, you might not feel warm and fuzzy about this play. Mm-hmm. But you probably will laugh if you have a certain kind of sense of humor again.
Sure. Okay.
If you're looking for something a little more traditional, his traditional, Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' play Appropriate is a classic American family drama, dysfunctional family on stage. But what's interesting about it is that it's also an examination of the legacy of racism and slavery in America. Mm-hmm. So it sort of continues the conversation started earlier in the season with Matthew Lopez's The Whipping Man. Mm-hmm. And whether that was deliberate or not, because sometimes the Humana Festival doesn't necessarily harken back to the regular season, but it's definitely something that is a main concern of American writers right mm-hmm. now. But that one's a little more, you know, it's a little more realistic. It's less stylized and more feels like you're eavesdropping in on a crazy family, you know, which yeah. can be fun.
One more question.
Sure.
Do the plays that premiere during Humana come back in subsequent seasons at Actors?
Rarely.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not really going to see that happen. I think basically because it's like, well, we've already seen it, mm-hmm. you know, but the hope for these plays is that they go on for subsequent productions across the U.S.
Okay.
And that's why during some of the last two weekends of the festival are industry weekends. So you're going to see a lot of artistic directors and producers and literary managers from other regional theaters like Actors Theater in town. To see what's available and, you know, to consider booking one of those shows for an upcoming season. Appropriate has already been picked up for the Woolly Mammoth Theater Company in D.C. is going to produce it next season. It's a great theater. I think it's well suited to what they're doing there. And so that's kind of an early success.
Yeah, that's
like,
great.
Yes, we already have a second
mm-hmm,
production.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And it all started here in Louisville. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. Erin Keene from WFPL News. Thank you as always.
Thanks a lot, Daniel.